What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open now, 512-248-8252. And we're still talking about the economic news here. And Ted Cruz is out there pointing a finger at the skyrocketing inflation, and we're starting to see lines at the gas stations. He says it is a result of Joe Biden's policies, and it's returning the U.S. to the days of high inflation, high cost of living, and gas lines that we all experienced under President Jimmy Carter. And so, this is a bad direction. It's really a bad direction. So, all across the country, food banks, on which a lot of people are now dependent, their shelves are going bare because of Biden's failure to control inflation. And as that other article said before, it may be that Biden wants inflation, you know, to bring about the socialist agenda here. Meanwhile, analysts are looking at Biden's $1.75 trillion social welfare legislation and saying that if the programs were to be made permanent, which programs under the federal government have a tendency to do, that the social welfare legislation may cost closer to $5 trillion. And that is a lot of money, a trillion here, a trillion there, and soon you're talking some real bucks. Let's see. Runaway inflation and the end of the COVID lockdowns are cutting into Americans' TV habits. And it says nearly half of U.S. adults are set to cancel streaming or cable subscriptions within the next 6 months due to rising costs, according to new reports. Well, that may not be 100% accurate. Where we live, our cable TV provider is getting out of the cable business. They're going to run streaming instead. But frankly, as a consumer of in television, I think a big problem is the lack of content. You know, we're getting all this woke entertainment. People are turning their backs on it. They're not buying the movie tickets. And when you go to all these streaming services and you see all this, you know, woke propaganda, you know, that's not what you're paying money for. You're paying money to be entertained and distracted, and we're not getting that. You know, we're just getting more and more of the leftist agenda shoved at us here. Okay. Now, that reminds me, I wanted to make a comment. We talked about Ghostbusters. The original was a hit, obviously. Then they tried to make a feminized version of it that was more or less the same storyline, and it bombed miserably. And you know, not for lack of talent and skill in the ladies who played the lead roles. There's a new movie coming on out. It's sort of Ghostbusters moving forward, afterlife, and it's a whole new story and a whole new idea. Of the franchise. That's what they should have done to have a feminized Ghostbusters, is a whole new story and script. But just taking an existing hit and putting women in it and doing a remake really did not work. It's gone over about as well as the gay Superman. Okay, we have callers on the line. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mark, I've been watching this inflation issue for a long time. I went to OHEB, the local grocery store, the other day, and I picked up some things that I buy regularly. I prepared chicken salad and tuna fish salad. These things are now, as of today, $1.75 to $2 more per package than they were at the beginning of the year.
Yes. And the packages are smaller, probably.
No, they're about the same size.
Oh,
but
okay.
They cost that much more. And I've noticed that we eat a lot of fish around here, and I've noticed that the fish in the fish counter are a bit more expensive than they were earlier. And so are many other items. But I've also noticed that many other items are not on the shelves now. It's difficult to find strawberries at H-E-B lately. So things are, in fact, disappearing. The things that are on the shelves are a bit more expensive than they were. I don't mean a bit more expensive. I mean they're noticeably more expensive.
Yes, we're seeing that here, too.
Over the last 3 months to 6 months. Now, with regard to inflation, and the tactics of the Biden administration, I think you need look no further than the Weimar Republic to understand what's going on here.
Yes.
You understand that after World War One, and the unconscionable reparations that were imposed on Germany, which really did not lose the war.
They certainly didn't start it.
They did not start the war, and the war was never fought on German soil either.
Yes.
But the German Central Bank opened up the printing presses, and all things went to hell. And things did not get back under control until Adolf Hitler killed the central bank and started issuing a national script.
Yes. A value-based currency. And it turned Germany around. It was called the German Miracle. Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year, I think, in 1933. And, of course, his doing that just scared the heck out of the other private central banks around the world because people were saying, why don't we run our economy the way the Germans are because it definitely works for the people.
Well, it certainly worked for Germany. In fact, in 1936, at the time of the Olympics, the German economy was a roaring industrial machine, and the other countries that sent teams to the Olympics in Berlin were just limping along. Incidentally, I've been to the Olympic complex up there in Berlin several times, and it's a beautiful. It was not touched by the war. It's absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But what you're seeing is a deliberate attempt to flood the economy with dollars that are going to do really nothing, and that tactic will really do nothing more than dilute or destroy the value of the dollar.
Yes.
And you'll find out that Americans will end up doing what Germans had to do, and that is figuratively haul wheelbarrows of money to buy loaves of bread.
Yes.
The same thing happened in Argentina back in the 1980s. And it's happened elsewhere in South America. What do you see? Zimbabwe is a classic example. Yes.
Yes.
Zimbabwe has had to issue trillion dollar Zimbabwean notes.
Yes.
That's one of the most egregious examples of hyperinflation.
Actually, they issued a $100 trillion note, and I've got one around here someplace. I think it's actually worth about $7.
So it's collector's item. It's collector's value is worth more than the actual face value of the note. How about that? But I mean, people have got to look at what's happening now, and come to terms with the fact that what this government is doing is actually a war directed against the American middle class. They are trying their very best to destroy the middle class. The upper class will survive this thing, but the middle class will be absolutely destroyed. And that's what happened in every country where you've had hyperinflation.
Well, every tyranny in history wants to destroy the middle class because it's from the middle class that opposition to oligarchy emerges. That certainly happened in pre-revolutionary France. They were definitely, there was a war against the middle class there.
Yes, yes. Well, I think you're seeing right now an upwelling of resentment, seething anger, and against what's happening now in the United States. And I would really warn the people who are behind this, be wary, because Americans could just as easily whip out the gallows as the French did the guillotine. And if you don't want to end up looking like a funny ornament hanging from a bridge or a lamppost somewhere, watch it. We're headed that way.
Yes, I agree.
Mike, thanks for taking the call.
All right, you've got it. Thank you for the phone call. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. And speaking of hyperinflation, over in Turkey, they're at the edge of a complete collapse of their currency. The lira has imploded. It crashed 4% in mere minutes. And so they're in serious trouble there. You know, this idea of money being something you just print up when you need, it always leads to disaster for everybody, except, of course, for the bankers who are, you know, leeching the real wealth out of the people and out of the nation here. Down on the U.S.-Mexico border, they're seeing new illegal surges that are basically being ignored by the U.S. government and the corporate media. In fact, One American News runs this regular feature on their news channel showing the cost of illegal immigration into this country, and the numbers are just staggering. Meanwhile, Venezuelan migrant apprehensions at the border are up 9,000%. We know that Venezuela's economy is in serious trouble. They've been subjected to economic warfare for quite some time, and it's definitely having a problem. Now, the budget reconciliation package pushed by Democrats creates a new expanded child tax credit that would pay illegal immigrants some $10.5 billion with a B next year. Now, this is you know, obviously going to encourage more illegal immigration, and you know, it's supposed to be a refundable credit, but the possibility of it being refunded is absolutely remote. It's just another way of you know, handing out money to the illegals. Is there somebody on the line? I guess not. Okay, I thought I heard something. All right, getting into education and political correctness. Over at Loudoun County, Virginia, the school board has really got to be, you know, getting tired of all the negative press there. They have now agreed to a permanent injunction prohibiting it from retaliating against Tanner Cross. This was a teacher at Leesburg Elementary School who was suspended from his job after expressing opposition to the district's new gender identity policy. And basically he sued under the First Amendment, saying, "I have a right to say there are only two genders." And so he won the lawsuit. The new policy at Loudoun permitted students to use restrooms and locker rooms of either sex, as well as compete in sports on the basis of the gender with which they identify rather than their biological sex, which has led to some impropriety in the girls' bathrooms in some schools here. Speaking of which, that skirt-wearing teenage boy who was found guilty of raping a female classmate in Loudoun County's school's girls' bathroom has now pled no contest to groping another girl's breasts at his new high school months later. That was that whole cover-up thing. He raped this girl, and they simply shifted him to a new school to try and hush it all up, and he assaulted another girl there. Okay, now getting on back to the Arizona School Board, there has been this evolving story that began when it turned out that the president of the school board, Jean Michael Greenberg, had hired a private detective to assemble dossiers on the parents who were opposed to critical race theory. And the parents are demanding a new school board election. They're demanding that the school board president step down. He is refusing to resign, and he is blaming bad actors for that creepy dossier. Not being very clear what he means, he's looking obviously to blame somebody else for it, but it was a very tacky thing to do. So there's a big fight between the parents and the school board over that. We have been talking about woke commercials. We were talking earlier about the one with Santa Claus and his vaccine passport. There's another commercial that came on out. This was John Lewis, who sells home insurance. It basically showed a young boy in a dress simply acting out around home, you know, covering his hands with paint, leaving paint marks all over the furniture, smashing things, breaking things. And the commercial ends saying, you know, let life happen. We've got you insured. And the customer backlash was very negative. They have now pulled that commercial. And so far, I have yet to see that candy commercial that also featured a young boy in a dress being made fun of. That one seems to have also gone away. Need to remember, you're selling candy and insurance. You know, when you stray into selling political ideologies, you're definitely going to run into some troubles here. Meanwhile, there's a video out of a teacher in Rhode Island who is warning that critical race theory is absolutely everywhere in the schools in that state. And they don't want you to know that. They don't want parents to know that. But wherever you are in the country, you need to find out if they are teaching this racist nonsense in your school. I was surprised to find out it's being taught in some schools here in Indiana. But it is indeed pernicious. Meanwhile, North Dakota has become the 13th state to ban critical race theory in schools. And the ban applies to K through 12 education. They did not ban it in higher education, but they did block it for the younger and more vulnerable students. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Tom in Florida. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. I was going to finish what I brought up yesterday, but right now this Rittenhouse thing is dragging on. I don't know if they're going to have a verdict tonight, Mike. I don't know. It just might drag on tomorrow. It might even drag on all the way to, who knows, maybe to Friday. Who knows what's going to happen in this situation. But I do know some of these black talking head media pundits are, you talk about racism, Mike. Let's look at reverse this racism. These blacks are off the chain rod on CNN and all these talking heads talking about Rittenhouse. It's disgusting, Mike. Whites can never get away with that. And, Mike, you know, when you look at what's going on with this case, it's mind-boggling. And you got a guy like yesterday on Don Bongino's show saying, we'll burn down the cities. We'll do whatever we got to do to take over the city if the cops come back, if they hire more cops, Mike. Can you imagine if a white guy were to say that? If a white man were to say that, now we're going to burn the cities out because we don't like Biden and what he's doing to our founding fathers and our Constitution, they would have him arrested, Mike. They would arrest him. Can you know any black a white leader could get away with that, Mike?
No. Could white people get away with excoriate them?
Mike, could you imagine if 57% of the white kids in this country, one district, were to stay out of school like they do in Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, almost 60% of the school, black kids don't want to go to school. Could you imagine that was reverse of white kids? 60% of white kids say, we don't want to go to school because we're not learning anything. We don't even know how to write a check on a checkbook. These kids in high school don't even know how to write their own check or write a check out, Mike. They don't even know how to write cursive. They don't even know how to write their name like the founding fathers in cursive. You talk about racism, Mike? You talk about reverse racism against white people? The ones who gave them the country? Hey, the white man didn't go over to Africa and say, get on the boat, you're going to go pick cotton, Mike. Let's get this fact straight. What are these blacks being taught how bad white? There was a white man who gave freedom. It was a white who fought each other, brother against brother. Mike? Yeah, there were some blacks, but they didn't fight. They were hardly even in the Civil War compared to what the whites were doing. Okay, well, all we got to hear is about bad. Look, the whites are the ones to save the world how many times, Mike? And, you know, if you notice, all the black countries, Mike, all the black countries in the world right now that are run by all blacks, look where their governments are, Mike. Look at Haiti. Look at a lot of these countries, Mike. Maybe Jamaica,
okay,
because
Tom,
they have a brown,
Tom,
Mike. But look at these countries.
Tom, take a deep breath. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Thank you.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Tom in Florida. We're talking about, how the corporate media and the propaganda is trying to somehow turn the Rittenhouse trial into some kind of an expression of white supremacism. And it's really not getting any traction, primarily because Rittenhouse is white, but so were the three individuals that he shot. And so how do you get from there to racism is a bit of a stretch.
Exactly, Mike. Absolutely. And, we don't know what these other guys. I don't know what who they were representing. What they were? Were they JDL? Who knows what these guys are chasing Rittenhouse? But Mike, going back to what I was basically saying, Mike. What's going on here with this insanity of every day, unrelenting? How white, bad, whitey is it? Why, Mike? Why are all these Africans trying to come to the United States? Why are all these Central Americans and Mexicans want to come to the United States? If the white man's such a bad guy, why are all these darker skinned people want to come here? Why are they trying to get in here by the millions, Mike? Why?
Well, because they're being told that the government is going to take stuff away from the the white people and give it to the non-whites.
Exactly. And, the guy, the great caller you got from Los Angeles who calls in, I hope he calls in today. All the commercials you see anymore, Mike, it's always a blonde-haired woman with an Afro-American guy. like I told your show many a times, when are the Afro-American women going to say enough is enough? You know, we want to keep our men in our culture. We don't want our Afro-American men going with some blonde woman or some bimbo redhead or something. I mean, Mike, what's going on with that? I mean, it's like you never see a blonde-haired white man with an Afro-American woman. I have never seen one on a commercial. I've never seen a light-haired man with the light eyes with an Afro-American woman on any commercial. Have you?
I don't know. I'm not going to say that it has not happened because I genuinely don't know. But now that you raise it, I will keep an eye out and see if I can spot that.
Yes, I haven't seen it, Mike. So you'll it'll be a while probably before you see that, unless maybe they hear listen to your show and some schmuck will put it on there. But I don't see it. But anyway, Mike, now going back to what I want to say about Rittenhouse. You know, they're dragging this case on. This should be like an open and shut. The jury should have came back with the verdict already, my book. In 12 hours, this verdict should have been read because this kid is innocent. I don't care what anybody says. The way I looked at the whole video, the way I looked at the presentation, the defense, he is innocent. But, you know, Mike, the spin doctors, the spin meisters in the media, who knows how they're brainwashing all these jurors. I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be really ironic when it comes down either way, but how it's going to play out. But again, Mike, you know, they just want to run a narrative that white man is such a bad guy. White is mm-hmm. evil. White, mm-hmm. Mike, what it once it gave him the country. What it once it fought. The Civil War wasn't. The Civil War was fought between 90%, like I told you, Mike, white on white. As a matter of fact, Mike, I looked at the FBI statistics just now, and you could check it out tomorrow or today if you got time. You know what I found out for the juveniles under 18 who commits the most crimes in this country? And they're only 13% of the population, Mike?
Yeah, I know.
They're 13% of the population. The whites now, on their proportion, the whites they have, the whites are 61%. And according to the statistics I just read, Mike, the white juveniles can now this is perplexing to me. They commit 54% of the crimes, okay, what I just read. Now, the Afro-Americans are 13%. They're committing 52%. So, Mike, that's a how can that be? That's 106. That doesn't add up. And they're not. I don't know if that's including Hispanics. I guess they're including the Hispanics with the white. That's the way I look at it. They're trying to, you know. But when you break it down, it was came out to 106 because it was 52 and 54. I'm like, wait a minute. So, but then it does in the statistic, Mike. It says the FBI statistic is, and there's another name, a CDI or something. There's another statistic, Mike, that says that they're 33% of the population. They're 13% of the population, but in the violent crime, they have Afro-Americans committing 38% of all violent crime. Mm-hmm. And then it's between Hispanics and white. But when it comes to the juveniles under 18, Mike, it was 52 for Afro-American juveniles and 54 for white juveniles. So that's 106. So I don't know where the math is. I guess what they're trying to do is throw in the Hispanics with white. Well, I thought that was perplexing, kind of weird. Now, going back to the statistics from the FBI, Mike, if they're 13% of the population, Mike, and they're mm-hmm. in violent crime comes down, they're 38% of the violent crime. So I guess the rest is split between, whites, then it would be Hispanics, I'm sure. That's how it would be. And I didn't really see I think the Asians were at 5%. I didn't read if I read that right, but I was just glancing at it real quickly. And I'm like, wow. But yeah, Mike, you never hear that. You never hear that from the filthy leftist Bolshevik Marxist communist media. You never hear that. They shut that up. They don't want they don't want nobody to know that. It's like, oh, the white man. It's always the white guy. White guy. Mike, I look at the crime rate. I won't even go into that, Mike. You can bring it up on your show when you want. But if you look at the rapes, look at the robberies. I mean, yes. The strong arm robberies. I don't have to go no further, Mike. It's the proof is in the pudding, like the old adage is. So, you know, all we hear is about Rittenhouse is a racist. He can't have a gun. And well, the judge threw that out, Mike. The judge threw the length of the gun out and all
yeah,
that. So that was.
I know that. Anyway, Tom, got to cut you off here. We got to take another break. We have open lines 512-248-8252. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say what you did.
We're going to go back to the phones to Don in Russia. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The previous caller mentioned about blonde women with blacks, and I had three things I wanted to make comment on this that would help with some background. And first, I would say I'm 82 years old. Mm-hmm. I have two black grandsons that I paid $5,000 towards their adoption from Haiti. And
okay.
So I have nothing against blacks. And when I, at 16, I quit school and went on the road selling magazines door to door, different, this was 1955.
Okay.
And I went to poor areas where it was easy to talk to people, and black and white. The black homes were much nicer than in the poor sections than the white homes. Mm-hmm. The white trash was. But on Sunday, the black father with his tie on, but just a totally different world than what is going on today.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, That was Johnson's Great Society, that I believe giving welfare to women if they didn't have any men. But at any rate, on this issue of mixed race, I ended up with a research degree, but I decided to go teach high school because I had three children and I wanted to do my research and have time free for my kids in the summer. Mm-hmm. And I'm teaching high school in a Buffalo suburb. And that's when they had, in the late 60s, there were the race riots in the yes. inner city. And the solution for that, at that time, actually, I was a man doing maintenance in a slab mill. But I was in charge of maintenance, and we had to hire a young black technician because the solution for that was to hire these young blacks that were rioting. And all of the businesses went along with it. And the young man that was hired was just off listening to his phone or something there. But after about a month, I couldn't fire him. After about a month, he started to take hold and worked out good. But I want to go to the high school situation. Then they solved the problem. They built all these subsidized housing things in the suburbs to integrate, to bring the blacks out. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, in this suburban high school, we have a bunch of black people there. And here, the assistant principal at a teacher's meeting said, "We've got a problem. We have a high school dance. And the black boys like the white girls, and the white girls like the black boys. But the white boys don't like the black girls. And so we have a dance, and the black boys invite white girls, and nobody invites the black girls, and they come and nobody's dancing with them. We've got to try and help with this problem." And we did. We talked to our students, and no student was inviting a girl to dance with one of those teachers with. But this is a race, not a race thing, but a genetic thing. Attraction to the invader. If you think about genetics, what makes the babies makes the future. And I don't care whether you're a soldier going to Korea or Germany or wherever, the young women are attracted to those invaders. Mm-hmm. I live next to the Tuscarora Reservation. We have a dance at the Grange Hall on Friday nights. And the girls were attracted either to the fellows from the Indian tribe, or they had a Nike site and some Air Force guys there. They weren't interested in a local guy. So I think that's a genetic thing of being attracted to the invader as made babies. That's the insight I wanted to share with you on that, at any rate.
Okay, well, thank you for that insight. I'm not... it's a very complex dynamic. It's certainly true that women of all kinds are attracted to perceived power or wealth in a potential mate. There's a lot of sociology involved there. I don't think it's quite as simple simply being attracted to the invader. Anyway, Don, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, just to the previous caller, Alex Jones hit on that topic. And not in a race terms, but in just an invader term. And he stated, I think it's quite possible that the female's number one instinct is to survive. When they're being debated, the invader could decapitate her husband in front of her, and then the next day she'll marry off with the invader, As long as they don't harm the child, don't harm her. So there's an invasion going on, and it's also being promoted through the media, which, of course, is a giant brainwashing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And through advertising, it's quite transparent. So, yeah, he's not off on everything, but there's more to it than that.
Okay.
But, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, did you hear about this update? That Judge Schroeder said the jury asked for copies of page 1-6 of the jury instruction and were provided 11 additional copies. Pages 1-6 appear to focus on the self-defense aspects of the case. So they're reviewing that, and also this account here on Twitter says the jury is 7 women, 5 men, 1 person of color.
Yes.
I think, and of course, this is just my opinion, but I'm going to echo what someone else here has to say. It's probably one or two women who just are very liberal, and they're having to mansplain it to them. That's probably what it is.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, that's my opinion, at least. Probably an under 30-year-old. You know, the ones that are already had children, they probably will sympathize with Kyle, especially when he was my sister was kind of like, well, he's a killer, you know, he didn't have to do that. And I showed her his entire testimony, and she was almost in tears herself. He broke down and said, oh, that's so sad. He was just there to help. So it's probably going to be a mistrial, I think, my prediction. And then the prosecution is going to immediately refile. They're going to come out. Yeah, it's an 80-year-old damn government we have in some states, and certainly at the federal level. So that's my thought on the matter.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. No, on the Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, we don't really know what's going on in the jury trial or the jury room right now.
For all we know,
they might be arguing about how they're going to stay alive, because the evidence is so obvious that he defended himself. Even the prosecuting witnesses incriminated the prosecutor, and the prosecutor acted out of problems. And notice that she's the only one that didn't get a death threat, pretty much, or recourse against her. I don't know about the defendants. I don't know if they got one either. But the judge got something, and the juries, some of them got some threats. But with all those threats and whatnot, they could be arguing about how we're going to stay alive in this. Because, I mean, I don't think patriot people are going to come out and fight the damn jurors or kill them. Not like Antifa or George Floyd's cousin or whoever it was. You know, with those kind of threats. But even with those threats right there, the court case should have been thrown out. Let's restart it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah. When the threats started, it should have been thrown out at that particular point. Now, if the jury has asked for a copy of the judge's instructions, then it looks to me like they're debating some fine points here. And that tells me that, you know, they're wanting to make sure that they can come back with whatever verdict they're going to come back with and say, we followed the letter of the judge's instructions.
And that's where I got a problem with, because when I heard that from our friend here in Texas, he said that there was a letter of instructions given to the jury and stuff. But my problem is where the hell were the instructions? In this liberal world that we live in, perhaps there's several things that eliminate them from bringing him to not guilty.
You know, the judge's instructions to the jury were televised on One American News Network, and the jury has been given is basically a transcript of that.
Okay, so we got to see what they were saying.
Yeah.
And what he was saying, his instructions, was legit as far as you're concerned?
It sounds to me like it's legitimate, and it's hardly the first time that juries have come back and asked for clarifications on either points of evidence or the judge's instructions.
Well, I'll just leave with this, Mike. That looked like a little kid to me sitting behind that defense table on the court TV and stuff.
Yes.
And you know what? Yeah, you know, for a young man like that, he sure did some justice for himself. I mean, he didn't know. I mean, who would react the way he reacted unless they were scared to hell? You know, they were literally fearing for their lives, and nobody can put themselves in his position but him. And I'll leave it at that. Thanks, Mike. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Predictive programming. I brought up this tiny flying discs powered by light float over. Well, this was out of the Daily Mail under Science Tech. Did you look into that at all?
No, I did not.
Well, they weren't using lasers, and you brushed me off. But as far as predictive programming, what was it Doc Brown said in Back to the Future? He said, don't go to 2012, whatever you do. But article out of the Daily Mail seems to be implying that Marty's hoverboard may be a possibility here now. I should think that you would at least look into it over there. Failure to investigate isn't science. Investigating failure, now that's a science. We could go into this business about why Venus happens to be rotating clockwise or retrograde, as it's termed, and why it still seems to have a comet's tail. But I want to read something out of Hunter Biden's laptop.
Okay, real quick, because we're running short on time.
Any man who can triumph over dementia is a giant. Think what he could do for our nation's needed recovery. This was said by Joe Biden's psychiatrist, Dr. Keith Ablo.
Mm-hmm.
And this story is over at nationalfile.com. And it's an exclusive, and there's more to come.
Well,
anyway,
my understanding is that one does not recover from dementia. There's always promises that it'll be fixed, but no. Anyway, listen, Joe, we're running short on time. I got a bunch of callers waiting, so thank you for the phone call. And we're going to go to, I hope I pronounced this correctly, Amit in Massachusetts. Hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, quite close. My name is Amit. Thank you, Mr. Ribore, for taking my call. I just have two comments to make. One is that we should just focus on the two. I have not followed the legal proceedings, but we should just focus on the two attackers' last name, Mr. Huber and Mr. Rosenbaum. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Rosenbaum having a very long sex offender record of attacking young boys. That's comment one. And comment two is, I think maybe about an hour ago you said that some Democrat lawmaker has urged employers to give time off for black staff in observance of the return house verdict. So my comment is that we need time and money for writing. Time is important for writing, particularly in that cold area, more so because... about a year ago, there was another talk show host whose archive was played on RBN, but it got discontinued. So when the government paid, I think, about $1,200 per taxpayer, he said that it was anti-rioting money.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is that if we have time, we can riot. If we don't have time, it will be very hard to take vacation and then go for rioting. That's all I have to say. Thank you again for taking my call.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Boy, that was aloha, Michael. Boy, that was nice to have Ahmed there call. He sounds like a new caller, and it'd be a great addition to be on here talking.
Okay.
I just Yeah, I just wanted to say that the guy that was talking about the black girls that wouldn't have no one to dance with, any black girl I know is going to be out there, whether they're dancing with a white man, a black man, or anybody, they'll be out there by themselves dancing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need any partners. They'll be out there participating. And that being said, if the white guys need some dance lessons, then maybe we should have affirmative action for that and get that thing going so that we don't leave anybody out and everybody has a dance partner.
All right. Well, that's a good suggestion. Miles, I'm going to have to let you
now,
go.
Hold on. Here's my question, though, I have, Michael. I want to know.
Okay, well, stay on the line. I got to put you on hold, and I'll come right back to you after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Working two jobs, Ann's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a baby daughter.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And Miles, you said you had a question for me.
Yeah, for a minute I thought you didn't like my joke. I thought I was going to get the noose and get pulled out of here. But what I wanted to know is, Michael, on Fauci, you can't give out a vitamin or anything like that and make any type of claim. Do you think there's any type of civil liability he has, or does he have immunity? because this erroneous, I mean, it's just clear and documented, all this erroneous advice he's given and back and forth and upside down and apologizing. I mean, is there any civil liability there that you think of?
Well, you can't civilly sue the pharmaceutical companies themselves. As far as Fauci is concerned, I'd have to ask a lawyer on that one. It's possible. I don't know how practical it would be in the given political circumstance, but I think it's possible.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought, because, I mean, I hear people on, you know, different shows and Cardivite and everything. I mean, they can't sit there and say that, you know, this will do this or this will absolutely take care of this or that. And this guy's telling you, you know, you take the shot and you're okay. And no, if you got immunity, you're okay. If you've had it, you got natural immunity. And then he says, no, you got to take a booster. You got to take 3 shots a year. And it's just, you know, it's crazy, this advice he's given, and nobody holds him responsible for his words, except
you're
once in a while, Rand
right.
Paul.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you, Miles. We're going to go to Bob in North Carolina. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I hear this a lot about hyperinflation. Classical definition of hyperinflation is 10% a month.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I hear correlations to Zimbabwe and Weimar Republic. Those are just ridiculous. We need not talk about that. Number one, they did not have a reserve currency. They were unable to fight the war. The 1919 peace treaty, the recall of loans, you know, the foreign currencies. And the situation with Turkey, Trump helped cause that because he put massive tariffs on aluminum and other goods going into Turkey when they tried to do a float on their currency. So, I mean, we got to stop kind of relating that. Plus, the dollar is getting stronger. They're talking about raising the rates, and it's the Federal Reserve that wants the inflation. And most of this money all goes...
You know, the Federal Reserve always
wants inflation. The Federal Reserve was buying $120 billion a month of bonds and other assets, and they've only reduced it by $15 billion per month all the way until next year. So,
that's what's propping up the stock market. That's what's propping
up the stock
market.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So there's what would you say the other day? It was like 50 new billionaires were created last year or during COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, but
all this money
the
is
wealth
being
of the nation isn't measured by how many billionaires it has. The wealth of the nation.
I'm not saying that. You always try to put words in people's mouth. I'm not saying that. You try to be the smartest guy in the room. That's not what's happening here. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Well,
unfortunately,
the top,
Bob, we are at the end. Bob, I'm sorry. Nothing personal. We are at the end of the show. I need to let you go. And sorry about that. You can call in again. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. I don't know who's taking the microphone. Let's see. Farron Schoaf is taking the microphone here. And please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate following the guidelines that we've mentioned already to support RBN through this very difficult period. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.